Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome back to hour number two. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina at The Real Side Radio. You can find us at TheRealSide.com. You can watch us live at TheRealSide.com/watch. Hey, folks, in the chat room, I'm just thanking you for all of your interaction. And it is, again, as I always say, the best group, the best chat group in all of terrestrial radio. I am a regular guest host for Joe, and you can find me at Whiskey Politics. That is my show, Whiskey Politics. I have fascinating guests. Got another one we're going to be doing tomorrow. And just you can go back several years and find some fascinating people, all of your favorites, I'm sure. Just look up Whiskey Politics with Dave Sussman. You can find me at David Sussman on Twitter as well, plus all of our social media, including Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all of them. You know, there's a few new ones out there as well we're on as well. Clout Hub is one of them. Okay, so as we are sitting here in this week of the Democrat National Committee's convention, and I'm using air quotes for those listening, it's basically just a bunch of people sitting in Zoom studios or their homes around the country. First of all, why are they showing that arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin? Like, I checked in with Fox News earlier today, and they were saying, you know, tonight from Milwaukee, and they're showing the big arena. Well, I guess that's where the Bucks play. I don't know. But nobody's there. There was like not one soul walking around. I don't know why what they're trying to make people think. Everybody's at home using a green screen. But anyway, it's a point, small point, because I think the larger points here are this. For those people that are diseased like you and I, and we follow the ins and outs of the daily political mire, the opera that is the American politic today, especially in the age of Trump, what we are seeing happening right now, and I was talking about this in the last hour before Doc J came on, is a complete revisionism of Democrat history. And we've seen this over the past 4 years, where it's essentially a projection of what they're saying Trump is and what they're saying the Republicans and conservatives and libertarians are, is really what they are. They're the ones that are racist. They're the ones that believe that the only way they could harvest black votes is by choosing a woman of color. I mean, they've essentially telegraphed this for years. And Vice President Biden suggested that he insofar is going to be choosing a woman and probably a woman of color. So what do you think those meetings were like when they were sitting down behind closed doors with their little vape pens deciding on, you know, who's it? Should it be Duckworth? Should it be Stacey Abrams? Georgia's a red, potentially, you know, a gettable state, you know? Or are we going to be safe and we're going to go with the most inauthentic candidate for vice president or maybe even president ever, and that is Kamala Harris? Now, I'm going to say this. It is no secret that Donald Trump is absolutely delighted about Joe Biden's choice for vice president. You know, it's such a, well, first of all, we know that Joe Biden is undergoing a serious cognitive decline. We know this, and I'm not celebrating it. None of us are. I'm worried about it. I'm concerned about it. I wouldn't want him driving the school bus, never mind running the country and sitting down with Kim Jong-un and negotiating with Iran and China and Russia. Could you imagine? So put the cognitive decline to the side for a minute. But the fact is that he chose Kamala Harris, who essentially slept her way into American politics through Willie Brown. And this is not arguable. He was a married man in his 60s while she was in her late 20s and early 30s, and that is how she got her position as the DA in San Francisco. He was a married man, twice her age. Where are the feminists on this? Okay, let's put that to the side. Let's also discuss the fact that Kamala Harris vehemently attacked Joe Biden on that debate stage last year. Not once, not twice, but thrice. Questioning his whether or not he's a racist. Questioning his bona fides regarding criminal justice reform. And using potential racism as a justification for that. And he picks her. And I'm sure you've seen the Stephen Colbert interview, where I don't like Stephen Colbert's politics. I used to find him funny when he was on the Daily Show some time back, 10 plus years ago. He skewered O'Reilly. But to give Stephen Colbert credit, and if you haven't watched it, look it up. He interviewed Kamala and said, "So you really attacked Joe Biden, and now you're his running mate. The things that you were talking about, are those just gone? What happened?" And she laughs in the most histrionic way possible. It just got into my craw and said, "It was a debate!" As if nothing we say in debates matter because we're just pantomiming. We're just acting. We're supposed to be arguing. Of course I love Joe's policies. Forget everything that I said. None of that matters. What matters is that we win. I just have to say whatever I need to say. And some of the things that she talked about is defunding the police. And she believes in that. Or does she? I don't know, because you never know who it is. Coming up next, Moses Castillo. He is he played a pivotal role in the process of securing justice as a chief investigator for the LAPD. He's going to be joining us next here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE offer a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking ExtendoVite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
And welcome back. Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman here in the chair. You can find us at realside.com. And if you want to watch us live, you can just add /watch to the realside.com. And please make sure that if you are interested in having a say in what we're saying, you can always give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-732-5563. As I said right before the break here, one of the things about Kamala Harris being in essence, the choice of the Democrats and the Bidens for VP, eventually president, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, a year, who knows, is that the whole idea of the social justice leftist mob mentality, which is now pervasive, it's almost ubiquitous in every discussion that you're having for the left, is, well, you know, the first thing that we need to do is to defund the police. And I don't know about you, as Dr. Jay Schroeder said in the last segment, I don't know how many, you know, what Donald Trump talked about, the suburban housewives would like to see that. Well, let's talk with actually a police officer, in fact, a retired detective from the LAPD for 30 years. Moses Castillo is a decorated detective with the Los Angeles Police Department, and his career in law enforcement began, again, over 30 years ago, and we are delighted to have him and his perspective here at Realside. Welcome, Moses. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure having you. So I got to say this to you. I mean, you know, you've been, this is your career. This is your lifeblood. Your brothers in blue are out there, you know, every single day trying to keep us safe. What has been your reaction first, kind of from a macro perspective, to this dialogue that we're now seeing from one of the two major American political parties about defund the cops?
You know, it's crazy. It is so absurd that I remember clearly it was a Friday evening during the civil unrest that was going on, and it was way out of control. It was chaotic. There was looting. There was burning buildings, you know, arsonists, and it was awful. And then you began to hear the chants, defund LAPD, defund LAPD. That was a Friday evening. And then by Saturday, 12 noon, the mayor, Eric Garcetti, and the city council announced that they're going to do just that, that they're going to remove $150 million from the LAPD's budget. To me, more symbolically, it's a slap in the face to every man and woman that puts on that uniform, not only to protect the Angelenos in our community, but they actually risk their lives day in, day out. And I just couldn't believe it. I just could not believe that they act so quickly just to try to appease these evil doers. I just couldn't believe it.
When you were an officer, police officer, you were in various locations in some areas of the city that I wouldn't want to drive through in daytime now. Rampart, Newton, Hollenbeck. And I always laugh when I think of Rampart because as a child living in England, I used to watch Emergency. Remember the television show? And it was Rampart, Rampart, right? And I even knew what that meant until I moved to L.A. But so what are they? What's their end game here? Are they trying to turn everybody into social, I guess what, just therapists, you know, like social workers?
Well, you know, it's funny. When I came on the job back October of 89 as a reserve and then full-time as a sworn officer in November of 91, I learned early on that when you become a police officer, you're actually all that. You're a police officer, you're a social worker, you're a psychologist, you know, you're all these things to the community because sometimes you got to use, you know, your words to counsel somebody. You got to use force to take somebody to jail. So you got to be all those things. So to me, it's kind of funny that now they actually want to take that away. But, you know, you show me a mentally ill individual that's armed and you want to bring a social worker to that scene, it's not going to work. That social worker is going to end up calling 911 herself, and then we're going to have even more of a mess to begin with. I'll tell you one thing. When they want to use the term reimagining the police as well here locally, we've done many changes from the Ronnie King incident and the riots from 1992 until today. There's been so many changes in a positive way that to just recoin it just to appease people, it's already been happening. We've had some changes. And, you know, we could talk about that as well, but it just blows my mind that to me it's more of the spirit behind this reimagining, defunding. Yeah. It's very demoralizing. The officers really feel betrayed. They feel demoralized. You know, I was just looking at the stats for LAPD. The arrests are actually down year-to-date almost 27% from year-to-date. The arrests are down. So that tells me that the police officers are not going to be proactive anymore. They're not going to be taking the initiative
What does that mean? When a police officer sees a crime, you're legally bound to arrest. But what does that mean on the streets, though? Are you just not answering calls? Are you just letting people go?
Exactly. No. We're not letting people go. We'll make arrests when we have to, but we're not going to be proactive. We're not going to be looking out for those individuals that are committing crimes. We're going to be reactive. We'll respond to calls for service versus being proactive and you know, doing police work. So that just tells me a lot that, you know, you know, 2 weeks ago, they wanted the officers to go into this house party to shut it down because, you know, it was a large gathering and they were not...
Up in Bel Air?
Exactly.
Yeah, that made national news, didn't it?
Yeah, and so... There you go. There it is. That's police reimagined. You know, you don't want us to go in there. It's not worth the risk. Because if the officers would have taken action and shut that thing down, it would have been chaotic. Unfortunately, later on, there was shots being fired. At that point, the police officers did respond, did enter, and unfortunately, somebody lost their life. But point being is, there's no way that someone nowadays is going to go in there to take care of business. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth the risk because we're going to be crucified for any mistake we make.
So let me ask you this in our last 30 seconds before our first break together here, Moses. If that call was made originally when it should have been made, do you think that person would have been shot later in the night?
You know, it is quite possible because it turned out to be this was a gang party. So obviously when you have gangs involved and guns, It would have happened regardless whether or not the police...
All right. When you come back after the break, I really want to get your input from the standpoint of the global perspective of what we're seeing of defund the police in all of these major metropolitan cities, and we're seeing crime go through the roof. You're seeing statistics where murder rates are up and violent crimes are up in cities like Los Angeles and New York, which is also following suit as well. And what does that mean should the left basically take power in 75 days from now and implement these ideological positions? You know, are we looking at a serious threat to our safety and our security? As taxpayers, we want security. That's what most people believe, you know, is the cornerstone of a civilized society. So we've got Moses Castillo. He is a chief investigator, a decorated detective with the Los Angeles Police Department for 30 years. He'll join us here right after the break. Dave Sussman here at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Here in California, the sky is brown, the sun is bright red, and ash continues to fall from hundreds of wildfires. 300,000 acres are scorched so far as hundreds of wildfires burn across California. A helicopter pilot was killed while on a water-dropping mission in Fresno County. In Vacaville, just north of San Francisco, fast-moving flames are threatening tens of thousands in Northern California after a powerful lightning storm ignited hundreds of fires. Some ran for their lives through the fire, including Rhonda Petrillo.
And there's fire behind me, fire on the side, fire in front, and I'm like, that's the only way out.
Much of her farm was burned to the ground, along with countless homes. California Governor Gavin Newsom has declared a state of emergency for all of California.
We've now requested 375 engines to come from other states.
This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are some messed up white people.
How lucky can one guy be?
I'm feeling really lucky, as always. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Real Side Radio. Just a little before we get back here to Moses Castillo, who is a decorated detective with the LAPD. We're talking about defunding the police. I just want to make a real quick comment, and I'd love your opinion on this as well, Moses. But in the background here, we've got former President Barack Obama, who's basically just skewering Donald Trump, saying that Donald Trump did not do the work necessary necessary of a president. He says, I did hope Donald Trump would take the job seriously. He never did. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, going back to last hour's conversation, that this has been an entire few days so far of revisionism, of absolute denial of what has taken place. He talks about Donald Trump being polarized. I believe it was the Democrats that have essentially wanted to impeach him before he was inaugurated and fought him every single step of the way. And the work that Donald Trump did get done actually led to the greatest peacetime growth of America, with more jobs, the lowest unemployment across every demographic. This is going to be a fascinating, fascinating discussion when we see the Republicans retort next week when Donald Trump comes out. But what Barack Obama is doing right now is essentially lying to the American people, saying that black is white and white is black. Moses, your thoughts?
Well, you know what? President Trump is the president that supports law enforcement 100%, and he's the one that's been more vocal about that. And I appreciate his leadership, and this is why I'm backing Eric Early in the 28th District to defeat Adam Schiff. I joined Eric Early's campaign, and I really encourage – this is a call for action. It really is. If our law enforcement officers out there are listening, you got to get involved. You got to vote. I do know that historically law enforcement officers don't vote. I know that because I used to be part of our league, our union, if you will. And when I would see the ballots come in for that, it was so minor, so low, the turnout, that I think that mirrors the voter turnout for that. So law enforcement, we need each other. We need backup. We need help. We need to get to the polls and we need to vote. And I would love nothing more than to impeach Adam Schiff and get him out of office.
Yeah.
And others, because you know what? It's time that the sleeping giant wakes up and call for action, and then President Trump has proven that he's a true leader, supports law enforcement, because the moment you go against law enforcement, you're actually going against the peace and security of our communities.
Yeah, absolutely correct. And I had the good pleasure of briefly meeting you at Eric Early's surprise birthday party last week. And Eric Early, for folks around the country, he is running in California 28. That, again, is, as Moses just said, Adam Schiff's district. Yes, the Adam Schiff House Intelligence Committee. And so, you know, when we take a look at the House, it isn't just about keeping the White House. It is about getting rid of Schiff and Nadler and, of course, Pelosi, who have done nothing in 4 years for this country, anything other than just trying to attack and tear down this president. And with the complicit media that's carrying their water, you know, it's incredible how hard this president has worked and the things that he has got done. Could you imagine if he had a Congress that actually worked with him, not against him? We wouldn't be having discussions like defund the police. That is now mainstream. Black Lives Matter, a Marxist organization, is now mainstream. Again, as a decorated police officer and detective in LAPD for 30 years, I'm starting to read reports that there are a lot of police officers that are starting to think about, and maybe even are acting on, taking early retirement. What is the, you mentioned something about the morale in the force. What are you seeing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, in LAPD specifically, right now, the way it stands, a lot of officers have over like 900 hours of sick time occurred in their payroll bank. Come January 1st of 2021, right now they want to get 50 cents on the dollar if they were to retire now. But on January, the beginning of the year, that's going to be 100% paid. So a lot of them are just waiting for that to kick in, because if it wasn't for that, I guarantee you many of them would have already retired already. But that's a good chunk of change. So they're going to wait for the beginning of the year, and that's going to be a massive exodus from our department, I guarantee you, because that's a lot of money that the city. So talk about defunding. We're going to defund ourselves, and we're going to make the city pay us, so then we're going to say goodbye, and then let's see if you could, good luck recruiting new officers to take this job, because who's going to want to take a job where you're not supported by the leadership, failed leadership? You're putting your life at risk for others, and, you know, the pay is okay, but it doesn't, nowadays, it's not worth the risk with all the you know, crucifixions that we get from the media, from the left. It's just, it's not worth it anymore. So, like, for instance, my son, he's a 20-year-old. When he turned 20 and a half, he was eligible to become to apply to be a police officer. And when this civil unrest hit, he said, you know what? I changed my mind. I'm not going to do it.
So do you have... Yeah, our sons are the same age. I wouldn't want my son. I wouldn't want my oldest. He's 20 and a half. I wouldn't want him anywhere close to law enforcement right now. It would be scary as a parent.
Oh, absolutely. Not only is it scary, but it's not even worth it. Why live a life
right
where you're not going to be appreciated and you're not going to be supported by your leadership?
Yeah. Yeah. So what does this look like? Okay, let's say, because we know what it looks like in L.A., we know what it looks like in New York. These are deep, deep blue cities. San Francisco, the same thing. Minneapolis, another city. Very similar situation. St. Louis as well. What is their end game here? You know, they say reimagining. What is this, Walt Disney World? I feel like they are literally children. And the children have taken over with their ideology, and they don't realize that, listen, you dealt with children, speaking of juveniles as well, you were, you know, dealing with abused children. And I know that with COVID happening right now, so many stories are being lost right now regarding the numbers of suicides and drug abuse and child abuse. What does that look like if you've got fewer cops?
You know, the calls to our suspected child abuse hotline, we used to get over 2,000 calls a month on suspected child abuse reports. That is, somebody suspected a child being harmed either physically or sexually. Well, those calls have dropped dramatically. And I'll tell you right now, as soon as the kids go back to school in person, the floodgates are going to open. We're going to get tons of calls of suspected child abuse. And that's what's scaring me, because it just last week, a mother in Los Angeles was charged with beating her four-year-old to death. And she was charged with murder. And so it's happening. had these kids been in school, sometimes a school was a place of refuge,
yeah.
a safe haven for these kids. And, you know, I pray that we don't get that. But
so
the reality is
these policies are killing people, and nobody is calling them out on it. Why isn't this mainstream news that defunding the police is leading to, you know, obviously people are stuck home because of COVID? I mean, you know, I don't want to conflate the issues here. So you don't have teachers, you don't have administrators at school making those reports. But at the same time, why would they want to defund that? They're going to impact and kill children.
Exactly. Not only do they realize it, but people, I think those are the loud minority, and the silent majority is just being quiet. It's time for that silent majority to really wake up, make your voices heard, call your elected officials, get involved, vote. Because you know what? Like for the defunding LAPD, it's going to take away from 300. At least the officers are going to be leaving. You're not going to be rehiring them because it's not going to be in the budget. And the 15 squad cars that were destroyed during these riots, they're not going to be replaced. So that means that some officers, they're not going to be out there to respond to emergencies, and the response time is going to go way up. And let me tell you something. You mentioned COVID-19 and the restrictions. Well, a lot of police stations are closed to the public. They're not allowed to come in to make a police report. They have to do everything online now.
Wow.
And that's crazy. It's totally unacceptable.
Moses, I greatly appreciate you joining us tonight, and it was a pleasure meeting you over at Eric Early's thing last week. Tell everybody where they can learn more. Maybe, I don't know if you've got social media, where they can find more about you and what you're doing.
Yes, you could reach me at mcastillo@dlawgroup.com. mcastillo@dlawgroup.com. I now advocate for victims of sexual abuse. There is this law in California that allows us to go back without any statute of limitations for the next 3 years. To advocate for victims in the civil matter that have been sexually abused. And we'll go after the abuser and anyone else who have been, that played a role in that, failing to protect that minor. So my calling now is to advocate for victims of sex abuse.
Well, thank you for everything that you're doing. I think it's God's work. It's important work, and it is needed now more than ever. Moses Castillo, serving as the chief investigator for the Dordulian Law Group. And again, 30 years as a decorated detective with the LAPD. Greatly appreciate you taking the time. Moses, thank you so much. And we'll be right back here after the break. More coming up here with Dave Sussman at Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
All I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Dave Sussman here, in the chair for Joe, on Real Side Radio. How's everybody doing? That was interesting. You know, Moses talking about what is going on behind the blue wall, what police officers are dealing with low morale right now. Do we really want our police officers with low morale? Isn't it bad enough that we don't pay them enough? I mean, what are we doing here, folks, as a society? What are we doing here as a collective? I thought the idea was that we want to support our teachers and our police officers and our firefighters and our nurses. You know, the number of police officers that shot unarmed black people is less than two handfuls across the entire country all of last year. I think it's eight. What are we doing here? It's a shame. It's truly... what they are doing, what the left are doing right now, is Cloward Piven. We've talked about this before.
If you're not familiar with Cloward and Piven, Francis Cloward and Richard Piven were two sociology professors from Columbia Law School in the 1960s, and they were also socialists. And they created a idea, a paper, which was circulated amongst the academic elite at the time. This is right before the 1968 riots occurred. And it's promulgated up to what we're seeing now here today, some 50 years later, where the idea of Cloward Piven is to tear down our institutions from within so they could be rebuilt in our ideological perfected form. This is what the far left, and I'm no longer going to say far left, this is what the left, represented by the leaders in the Democrat Party, are now promulgating. In essence, what they are doing is they are trying to recondition you. They are trying to re-educate you. What this DNC charade is this week is nothing more than the modern re-education camps. It's Goebbels 101. You know Goebbels, the minister of propaganda for Adolf Hitler in 1939. His quote that he died with, that is still repeated, is that if you repeat a lie often enough, it becomes truth. And the Democrats took Goebbels and ran with it. Barack Obama stating that President Trump hasn't worked for 4 years to try and bring people together? Holy cow! It was March of 2020. I'm old enough to remember March. Cody, I'm sure you are as well, even though you're a little younger than me. And we had the greatest economy in the history of this country from the standpoint of unemployment across all demographics being at the lowest levels in American history. Or should I say, herstory. This is only 6 months ago, folks. And the Democrats want to blame COVID on President Trump and thus the economy on President Trump. You know, I'm even old enough to remember in January. I'm going to go back that far, and I can recall President Trump saying, we're closing down the borders to China to prevent the Wuhan virus. And what was the left saying? And the media, but I repeat myself, they were apoplectic. They were absolutely incredulous. They were furious. Oh my God, he wants to shut down the borders to China? He is a xenophobe. What a racist. What a bigot. This is, for all intents and purposes, right now, this charade, where you've got Kamala talking out both sides of her mouth. Rebranding, that's the word the DNC are trying to use this week. We are rebranding Kamala. You have to remember, okay? Kamala did not get one single delegate. Not one. Gabby got, what, three or four? Not one. She was polling at 0.001%. Dean Wormer at Faber College would have had a field day. If you're old enough to know what I'm referring to there, you'll get a chuckle. And what are they doing? They're bringing on Biden-Harris. And they're shoving it down America's throats, foie gras style. For what? To tear down our institutions? It's almost possible. It may be possible that they, in fact, believe that they are going to lose. that the Biden-Harris team is to lose this election by just enough, by just a smidgen, whereby they believe that Trump will be viewed once again by the left in the media, and I know I repeat myself, as an illegitimate president. They have already predetermined that Trump had his dirty mitts in finagling the post office general, postmaster general, to try and move boxes, mailboxes off the streets to prevent people from voting. This is now fact. Goebbels 101. This is now fact. What they don't tell you is that, A, President Trump has no authority over the administrative policies or the logistics of what the post office does, and B, 14,000 post office boxes were moved during President Obama's administration, and Obama had nothing to do with it either, because they move post office boxes all the time, mailboxes all the time. How many times have you driven down your own local neighborhood street to say, oh, I was going to drop my mailbox, my mail off. That post office box is gone. That mailbox is gone. Why? Because they move it to another location where it's safer, where there's less traffic, or for whatever the reasons may be. But the left have already determined that President Trump, they already have suggested that he was illegitimate before he even was inaugurated. We know this. Russian collusion! And we now know, through the Mueller report and all of the other investigations, including the Republican Senate investigation that just came out this week, that basically was like a mosquito fart in the wind. Nobody heard about it in the media, where they said that they did an exhaustive investigation into Russian collusion and whether or not there was any communication with the Trump campaign in 2015 and 16 with Russia. They did their own investigation and they didn't find anything. And where were the media reporting this? Crickets. It doesn't serve the narrative. So, what if Joe Biden chose Kamala Harris, who doesn't bring any more electoral votes to the table? Gretchen Whitmer may have brought Michigan. Stacey Abrams may have brought Georgia. And I can go down on a long list. Kamala Harris brings nobody. California is deep blue. It was already in the column. So they may be thinking that Trump, the economy may be on the ascendancy again. We'll see. I don't know. Small businesses certainly don't feel that. But if COVID, the Rona, becomes less of a threat in people's minds, and they're becoming more and more angry about blue city governance, and still continuing 4 months later, seeing stores being stormed into by 20-year-old brats, Antifa children, brats, who need to be slapped upside the head by their dads. And I don't condone violence against children. But some of these, hey, I got the belt when I was a kid. I grew up in London, England, 1970s kid. I got it when I deserved it. And guess what? I didn't do it again. So people are watching these kids in Portland and in Seattle, occasionally cropping up in New York and Los Angeles and St. Louis and Minnesota. And they're saying to themselves, you know, I don't really like Trump's tweets. He rubs me the wrong way. But holy cow, was that economy strong before the world blew up? That wasn't Trump's fault. And holy cow, I'm taking a look at what the left are selling right now. And do I really want America to look like what their vision is? Do I really want the most inauthentic candidate for vice president ever, who makes John Kerry's, I didn't vote for that bill before I voted for that bill, look absolutely stalwart? I don't think so. We'll be back after the break. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio, third and final hour. Don't go away. We've got the GOP treasurer for California GOP coming right up.